Hi, I'm Craig Anderson. Welcome to a brand new edition of the Wellwood Communication-sponsored Clan Radio. In the last week or so, Lee Salters joined the Clan from Nottingham Panthers and Kyle Jones returned to embark on a second season in Glasgow. So who's next? Well, the next signing I'm about to talk to will not only be of interest to Brayhead fans, but another Scottish Elite League team. If you've read the Evening Times, Clan's official media partner, you'll know who's on and ready to talk to me. If not, here's a quick bio of Brayhead's latest signing for 2014-15. This player spent 2 years at Ohio Blue Jackets in USHL before spending 4 seasons with Western Michigan University in the NCAA between 2008 and 2012. In 2013, he moved to Villard-de-Lans in France, playing 29 games, scoring 8 and assisting in another 8 as the club reached the playoffs. Last season, he arrived in Scotland to sign for 5 Flyers and played 64 times, scoring 28 goals, making him joint second top goalscorer in Kirkcaldy with Jordan Fulton. Joining the Brayhead clan is Derek Rail. Well, hi Derek, thank you very much for joining us. First question, you're making the switch from Fife to Brayhead. What made you decide to make that move?
It was kind of just the way it worked out. Things didn't pan out in Fife, and there was an opportunity there in Brayhead. I liked it in Brayhead as well, and we competed with them last year. So, yeah, it's basically how it goes.
Now you had such a great relationship with the Fife fans last year, obviously, that there's going to be a reaction to this from their point of view, and probably from the Brayhead fans as well, when the news breaks. What kind of reaction are you expecting from them, when the news breaks and when you play Fife?
I mean, I liked the fans of Fife. They were great. Can't say anything bad about them. I don't know if maybe some people will be upset with me or what the case is, but again, it's nothing personal to anybody there or either organization. It's just it's going to be exciting, I think, at the same time going into Brayhead. They have good atmosphere at the rinks, and it'll still be tough going back to Fife, but I'll enjoy it.
What did you make of the rivalry between the two teams last year? As a spectator, I certainly felt there was a difference when Brayhead played Fife as it was compared to any other team. Same when I watched Fife playing Brayhead compared to any other team. Did you feel it as a player as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We had some great battles at our barn and at their barn. They had a few leads on us. We had a few leads on them. Some overtime games. And then it came down to us even to the last weekend of the year. We were playing for a playoff spot. It was crucial points. They're both great though, and it'll be exciting.
Now, you had a great year with Fife last year. You reached the playoff finals weekend, which was a fantastic atmosphere, I'm sure you'll agree. But we've seen so many of your teammates at Fife return to the club this year. Was there ever an opportunity for you to go back there this year as well?
No, you know, it wasn't really an option, I don't think, with my situation. And with that said, you know, they're a great group of guys. Still keep in touch with a lot of them. And it'll be fun to play against them.
Now, what do you think it'll be like having the Clan fans cheering you on this year rather than booing you as they probably did last year? It's going to be quite different.
Yeah, it'll be different. It'll be fun, though. You know, it's all good fun. We have great atmospheres. They have great atmospheres. So I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be interesting.
Now, can I ask you, what ambitions do you hold this season, not only personally, but in terms of the team as well? What would you like to achieve this year?
Well, you always set the bar as high as you can. So I'd like to win all three trophies, the Grand Slam, absolutely.
And what about yourself personally? Do you set any targets? Is there something you wish to do on a personal level?
It's always good to set goals for myself. And obviously last year, with a good point production, I come into this season, good shape, good attitude, and looking to overachieve that from last year. So I'll contribute as much as I can day in and day out and be a positive guy for the group. And so it'll be good.
Good. Now, what sold you on a move to Brayhead? What convinced you that not only coming back to Scotland, but you'd be joining a different team? What persuaded you to do that?
It's old college roommate, or not roommate, sorry, teammate who plays there, Chris Frank.
All right.
We'd been talking, and we'd always kind of crack jokes about it, playing together one more year, just getting dressed even in the same room. But he talked to me, and he's talking to Finner a bit, and one thing led to another. So it's exciting. It's a small world, and we'll see what happens.
Good. Now, final question: how have you spent your summer? What have you been doing since we last saw you playing at the playoff finals weekend? What have you been up to?
I came home. I took a couple weeks off, let the body rest, and recharged the battery a bit, spent some time with my family and friends, and then I was in Kalamazoo where I played university, training with a bunch of guys that are still continuing to play in the AHL and NHL around here, just former teammates. So I work out there Monday through Friday, get some skates in, then play a little golf, enjoy the water on the weekends when I can, and that's pretty much it.
Yes.
Even keep hardworking summer, enjoying friends and family company, and getting ready for next year.
Yes. And are you excited for the new season? You'll be hoping Manchester United do much better as well.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'd like to get to another Man U game this year, so we'll see. Hopefully it'll work out that way.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Derek.
No problem. Thank you.
So, Derek Rail is lucky 13 on Brayhead's roster. Number 14 is on the way very soon, so make sure you keep up to date with the latest news as well as ticket information for the opening Elite League games and the two friendlies with Asagio on Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st of August. You can find all that information on the club's website, brayheadclan.com. The club are also on Facebook and on Twitter at brayhead_clan. Thanks to you for listening. Thank you to Derek Rail for joining us today, and I'll be back soon with another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.